Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Thank you guys for tuning in, those who are listening via cell phone. Thank you guys for tuning in, and those who are listening via my show page online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show as well. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. You can call in and comment on today's topic if you'd like. All right? Now, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Again, the call-in number is 818-301-5834. And at any time, guys, you can call in always and be a part of the show. Okay? Don't ever hesitate on being a part of the show, okay? Please do your thing and call in and talk. Don't be afraid. It's just you and I, one-on-one, talking, okay? You and I, one-on-one, talking. Think of it as you called in on your cell phone. It's just you talking to Frank over the cell phone. That's all it is. All right? 8301-5834 is the number. So you guys can call. Now, I don't know, before we get into today's show, it was a great day. The weather was great here. I think it was close to 70 degrees or right at 70 degrees today. I tell you, this morning when I was out headed to work at 5 o'clock this morning, at 5:30 this morning, it was 63 or 64 degrees. Now, it didn't warm up a whole lot, but it did go up about 6 or 7 degrees, all the way up to 70 degrees today. 70 degrees. You know, on the week of Thanksgiving in Atlanta. I've told you guys time and time again, those are my northern listeners, that this is the place to be as far as the weather. Okay? 70 degrees here in Atlanta today. All right? Now, again, before I get into the show, I don't think that the verdict has come out yet in Ferguson, Missouri. If y'all remember, the police officer that shot the young black kid, the white police officer that shot the young black kid, 18 years old, they're in deliberation right now about his fate, okay? And they're getting ready for the verdict. And I think, this is just my belief, I think that the reason that they're getting ready for the verdict is that they know already what the verdict is going to be. Okay? They already know what the verdict is going to be. And that's why they're bringing in all this extra security, and they're even boarding up stores downtown, all this stuff. In connection with the verdict that's going to be coming out in Ferguson, okay? We'll just stay tuned for that. Another bit of news, there was a home invasion in Atlanta by two bounty hunters maybe 2 days ago, that broke into someone's house, kicked the door in, broke into their house, guns drawn, kids, everything in the house, guns drawn, looking for a guy who was wanted for a traffic ticket. Wanted for a traffic ticket. Okay? So they bust into these folks' house with guns drawn, telling them to get in the other room and all this stuff. And they actually handcuffed the mother and took her away. She told them that her husband wasn't there, but they handcuffed her and took her away. These are bounty hunters now. It's not the police. Bounty hunters. Okay? So they're saying that this was totally, totally wrong, what they did. They did not follow protocol at all. So they were arrested by police, and they're in jail now without bond. Okay? They're in jail now without bond. They're charged with kidnapping, some kind of breaking and entering, all this stuff. They got a bunch of charges against them, and I believe that they're going to stick. Okay? Now, today's word of the day is jobs comforter. Jobs comforter. Okay? Jobs, J-O-B apostrophe S, comforter. C-O-M-F-O-R-T-E-R. And I'm thinking comforter is like a comforter that you use on your bed, right? And so a jobs comforter means, it's a noun, and it means a person who discourages or depresses while seemingly giving comfort and consolation. Jobs comforter is a noun, a person who discourages or depresses while seemingly giving comfort, consolation. Consolation. Not consultation, but consolation. Okay, there's two different words there. Jobs comforter means a person who discourages or depresses while seemingly giving comfort and consolation. All right, that's our word of the day. All right, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. You guys can call in and talk. Today's topic is entitled, Why Do People Try to Keep Up with the Joneses? Why do people try to keep up the Joneses? And you guys have heard this and time again. I know I heard it all while I was growing up, keeping up with the Joneses. And the Joneses are people who have money. People who, you know, can afford big homes, big cars, nice lifestyle, and all this. But a lot of people can't have that. A lot of people don't make the money or don't have the money, whether you inherited it from a family member or whatever. Lots of people, actually most people, don't have the money to be able to keep up with the Joneses. So what we're going to discuss is this is an age-old concern that a lot of people have trying to impress people that they don't like by buying things that they can't afford. Y'all with me? So when you think about it, I'll give an example, okay? There's a family friend, okay, that was doing well in their job, okay, doing well in the job, and had a good job, doing well, living in a nice home, okay, nothing huge, nothing lavish, nothing like that, okay, just a modest home, all right? Three bedrooms, you know, a few baths and basement, a nice home, okay? Now, they decided, her and her husband, they decided that they were making enough money where they could afford something more. And believe me, guys, I'm not the one that'll tell people that, hey, that's not you. No, don't do that, this and that. Because, I mean, I like nice things. Most people like nice things. But the key is not to go overboard, right? Not to get in over your head. All right? So what happened was they decided to go out and buy a home that was three times the money, present home, three times the money. Okay? They were living in a $100,000 house. Okay? Now they moved into a $350,000, almost $400,000 house. Okay? Like I said, they were doing okay, making good money, enough to get this house, obviously. But once they got this house, one of them lost their job. Oh my goodness. So now, and the reason that I think that they moved into this lavish house, nice neighborhood, brand new, is because they wanted to impress people that they didn't even like, people that they don't even care about, because family, like us, family, we don't care, right? Family, we could care less. But they were, of course, in the mood of wanting to impress their friends. Look what I can do. Look how much money I'm making. And you don't know how much money they're making, right? All you know is, hey, they moved into this big house, brand new. They must be making some money, right? But you know what? I've always heard, and I've been around people with money. People with money don't talk about their money, how much money they're making. People with money don't. Okay? People with money don't try to keep up with the Joneses. They are the Joneses. If you don't have money, if you got a job making good money, you don't have money. Okay? If you got a job making money, making good money, you don't have money. Y'all with me? Now, I've been around people who have money. Now, they own their own business, and hey, they were bringing down probably $1 million, $1.5 million a year. Okay? And they have homes on the Chattahoochee River, and they got the big cars and all this. They don't even talk about it. Why not? Because they have it. They know how to keep it. They own their own business. There's not a chance that they can get fired. There's not a chance that they can get laid off. There's a chance that the business could go under. But making $1 million, $1.5 million a year, you're probably going to be able to survive, start something else. See, people that know how to create money are never down because they can lose it and go back and create it again. But people with jobs, ordinary you and me, ordinary Joe Blows, hey, if you lose your job, that's devastating. And you may even have to do something that you don't want to do, right? So that's exactly to these people. They bought this big home, making good money, on a job, not owning their own business. They own a job, making good money, decided to leave their $100,000 home, go to a $300,000 home or more, okay, buying a new car, and then they lose, one of them lose their job. Actually, the biggest breadwinner lost their job. Now they're at wit's end. So now they're thinking of, hey, we may have to move back to the $100,000 home. Okay? But the other person was like, oh no, what will people think? You know, damn what people think. That's what you got to do to survive. But the thing I'm talking about is that's what people do to try to keep up with the Joneses. Okay? They try to impress people that they don't like by buying things that they can't afford. Why couldn't you go from the $100,000 house to a brand new $200,000 house? What's wrong with that? I mean, excuse me. And that's how that's what happens to a lot of these athletes and things like that. When you get out there and you start making a lot of money and you start creating this huge lifestyle. Think about Evander Holyfield. Holyfield built this huge home out in South Atlanta. Okay? He was making a lot of money when he was boxing. He had a place. He doesn't have it anymore, I don't think. But he may. I don't know for sure. But I don't think he has it anymore. If anybody knows if he has it or not, let me know. But I don't think he does. Anyway, he bought this huge property out in South Atlanta. I mean, this place, it costs $1 million. $1 million to maintain each year. Each year, it costs $1 million to maintain this home. But when he was making the money, okay, that was okay. Fight a couple of times a year, make a few million. Right? A Holyfield guy, how many? 29, 30 kids? 4 or 5 different wives or women? I mean, it's crazy. And then he jumped out here and built this huge home. Cost $1 million to maintain a year. And then all of a sudden, bam. I just can't fight no more. I'm too old now. So now he's got $1 million property, $1 million that he needs every year. This is just to maintain the property. This doesn't include his food and, you know, maybe his bills to repair his cars. And that don't include that. Okay. So you need more than $1 million a year to maintain that, to maintain that lifestyle. But he's not boxing anymore. So he's not doing a job. Okay? That's a job. Now boxing is a job. He's not doing a job anymore that creates millions of dollars every year. He could see where Mike Tyson and some of these guys had these huge homes and had this big old lifestyle, making a lot of money. And he got up there and he started making a lot of money. But they don't know how to keep it. You see? If you can't handle $100, you can't handle $100,000. Okay, so people who win the lottery, they win the lottery, and then the next thing you know, they're dead broke. Why? Because they jumped out there and created this huge lifestyle, and then they're only 30 years old. So by the time they get to 40, they don't have, hey, honey, how much money do we have in the bank? We got almost $1 million. Almost $1 million? We won 50 million? And all we got is $1 million left? And we're 40 years old? Now the panic sets in. You see? All I'm saying, guys, is let's say you did win the lottery. Okay? Let's say you won $5 million. Why do you have to go out there and buy a $4.5 million mansion? Why? That's not the deal. You have to think long term. You have to think about having enough money where you can quit your job and you'll be able to, let's say if you're making $4,000 a month right now, and you won $5 million. Then if you start taking, let's say, $6,000 a month draw off your $5 million, you can go probably till you die. See, I'd rather be able to travel and do the things that I want to do, rather than having this huge house and cars and saying, "Hey, y'all, come over and sit in the jacuzzi, sit in the hot tub. I just look what I got." That's not me, okay? And I hope it's not you. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show. I got about right at a minute left. Let's see if I got something I can play for you guys that's gonna be get the seats. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. Take care.
Come on.